beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent. Okay. Previously on Dubious Intent.
Wednesday we talked about people calling Ellen DeGeneres racist over a tweet. F. Maz wrote, piggyback ride just can't be racist. It's like sharing a milkshake with two straws. It just can't illustrate racism. What? Okay, I think I get what you're trying to say. Well, one, some people were just saying that it was racist because it was like white person using a black person. Other people had like old photos of white people being carried around by black people. And then, in my opinion, there was a layer of white people that were playing that game where they try and call out other people for being racist to prove how not racist they are. So whatever. My final thought on this is we don't get to control how people perceive something, whether it be a piece of information or a joke. But I think you could also argue the point that when you take Usain Bolt and then you boil him down for your rage to just be a black guy that a white woman is just like riding, you make a big deal about that, I think it takes away from the very big, legitimate main stage racial problems that we have.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by the Internet. When you need some kind of distraction, or hey, just something to masturbate to, then you should check out the Internet. Find them on the web at, well, pretty much anywhere. And don't forget to use your special listener checkout code DI for a all-encompassing discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the internet free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. That completely fucked up my joke, but thank you, you know, for ruining that. Like, all right, so whoever had that in the pool, that he would fuck up that joke. Congratulations, you are now the winner.
I'm sorry. Hi, Daniel.
We're having all kind of technical things tonight.
I'm all discombobulated this evening.
People who download this show won't know all of the technical trials and tribulations that have gone on here. However, those in the chat room will. And you may ask yourself, what are you talking about? What's this chat room thing that you're talking about? Well, it's 9:26 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com, as we do every Sunday evening at this time in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Well, Daniel, we have millions of people. If I read the whole list, okay, I'll read it. FL Mac, George in Atlanta, Lamont Cranston, Mags, Mike in Austin, who likes Crystal Pepsi, Parker, RT Cruiser, Toppy Smelly, Yasmamadou, and someone by the name of Botlike.
Someone by the name of Botlike.
Yeah, Botlike.
Okay, great.
I guess it's not a bot, but it's like a bot.
It's Botlike, yeah. It's not quite a bot. Maybe there's a jingle in there somewhere. Not quite a bot, but it's like it's Botlike. So Adam, anything exciting happened this past weekend? I mean, this past week? Like, I don't know, like somewhere around Wednesday, that time frame, like somewhere in there?
You're barreling into it tonight. No,
I'm just saying.
No witty banter at all.
I'm just saying, Adam, you know, people heard last week there was a bevy, all the big podcast celebrities called last week and wished you a happy birthday. And so, yeah, it happened this week. So what happened? What happened on your damn birthday? Adam, tell us. We're all a flutter. We're all a Twitter.
Well, I had a birthday. I turned 38 years old.
Wow.
And 38. So I have two more years, a little bit less than two more years before I'm the 40 number.
Right. Dead.
And
you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. And so actually I don't remember who I was having the conversation with. Was it on this show where I said, someone asked me, what are you going to do on your birthday? And I said, well, I'm going to work. And then I'm going to go to orchestra rehearsal, and then I'm going to get Whataburger, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to sit on the couch and watch TV and eat Whataburger, and that is what I'm doing for my birthday. And, oh, it was Joe Batanz.
Oh, great.
And
yeah.
They said, oh, are you turning 78 or 38? So, on my birthday, I've always been kind of an old man. I like to come home and relax when I've been at work all day. So I don't like to go out and do stuff on a school night or whatever you want to call it. And
like when you get home, does Mittens have like your slippers set out for you and you're like
No.
Oh, boyfie, your slippers.
That is so racist, Daniel. How dare you?
Why? That wasn't racist. That was me.
That
doing,
accent you were doing.
That's how Mitten sounds.
Right. No, he doesn't.
It would have been racist. I mean, like, oh, saw. Oh, boyfie.
I had to call you out on that because everyone calls me out for every single thing I do.
No. It's not that people call you. Hold on. Sidetrack here. It's not the thing called. You said on the last show, what you're talking about is on the last show. You were just like, not to sound racist, but now let me just tell you this, Adam. Anytime anyone says that phrase, that means what I'm about to say is incredibly racist. It's like negating it ahead of time does not change the fact that it's racist. So like, saying that Native America or implying that all Native Americans stay in sweat lodges and lick frogs is in and of itself. It's
they
racist.
They used to do that. They don't do it anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Some tribes used to lick frogs. It's fine. And in the fantasy books that I read, you know, some of those characters lick frogs. It's fine. That is not the point. You did an Asian accent.
I did not. I did a Mittens accent.
Okay, fine. We could argue that all we want. We're all a little bit racist. It's fine. There's a song. There is a...
I don't know. The difference here, Adam, is I'm fully aware of the fact that I'm racist. I fight it
every day. I'm aware.
You're aware that I'm racist as well.
Yes, I'm aware that you're racist. Exactly. So I come home. First of all, I work late. So we're supposed to work 45 hours a week.
Like, define late.
Well, my work day doesn't end until 5:30 or 6. And then it takes 20 or 30 minutes for me to get home from work. So then I'm not home until 6:15, 6:30-ish.
Oh, wow. That's late.
And then we do P90X, which takes another, it used to be hour and a half.
What is the cutoff of the early bird special that you miss every day?
So we do P90X 3 now, which is only 30 minutes, but they lie because it's actually 35 minutes. Because this is how they get you, Dan. You know, this is not in the Trello, but I just want to tell anyone who thinks they're going to do P90X 3 to save a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You will, but don't think that it's actually 30 minutes per workout. Oh, no, Daniel, because you know what they do?
What?
First of all, he talks for 1 or 2 minutes before they start the timer.
How dare he?
And then at the end, they put the cool down after the 30 minutes. And sometimes it's as much as a 5-minute cool down. Oh, so sometimes you're going 37 minutes.
Wow.
For what is supposed to be a 30-minute workout.
How do you function?
So then... it's hard. And these workouts are difficult as well. So when you're done with them, you're really tired and you're like drenched with sweat. It's horrible. So we do that. Yes. And then by then, it's after 7. Then we need to eat dinner. So sometimes it involves cooking, which may take 30 or 45 minutes, and then eating. By the time you've eaten, you're almost to 9 o'clock. Then, you know, bedtime's around 11. So you got two television shows and then it's time for bed. So all that to say, my birthday, I did not want to do anything special on my birthday. So I actually decided to skip orchestra for my birthday because I didn't feel like going to orchestra. So I didn't go, but I went and got Whataburger. I went and saw my mom because she wanted to hug me on my birthday. So I dropped by my mom's house and hugged her and then went to Whataburger, came home. And then we just had a normal, we watched Olympics because that's what we've been watching in this house for the past 2 weeks. And then it got kind of late and then we got in bed. But Mark likes to celebrate the birthday on midnight of the night. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, I'm like, he's not going to do it on a work night. We're like, oh, you know, tired, yawning, oh, going to bed, you know, getting in the bed. We were all in bed and everything like that. And, you know, he was doing his Instagram and everything, Facebook that he does before he goes to sleep. I'm listening to a podcast, you know, I'm in my nightcap and everything,
And your slippers.
And and I thought, oh, maybe this year we're not going to get the midnight, you know, ride of Paul Revere for the birthday or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I just... Okay. Didn't Paul Revere have a midnight ride? Anyway, so...
That about 11:55. Really random. Yes, Paul Revere did a midnight ride, but not in Arkansas.
Well, it was midnight. I was looking for a relationship to midnight.
Like one if by land, two if by... Well, there's no ocean here, so just one. They're coming by land. It's Arkansas. We have no ocean. That's what Paul Revere would have said had he made that midnight ride in your place. He would have gone, one if by land. There's no other options.
There's a lake. I don't know. So about 11:55, Mark gets out of bed and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I guess we are doing the midnight celebration thing again. God. So you know, at midnight here, because I just stayed in the bed because I knew he was probably prepping things.
You do that midnight ride maneuver, you prep. A lot of prep work goes into that. Well, let's just say a lot of prep work if you're considerate.
So at midnight, he comes in the room.
he comes in the room at midnight. Wearing a three-point hat and a little little outfit on a little fake horse going, oh, he's boyfie.
He's wearing just normal bedtime clothing, whatever. That
has two lanterns in his hands. We're coming by sea.
He comes in the room or enters the room through the doorway and has a cake in his hand. And this has nothing to do with sex. And yet somehow we have turned it in. So comes in and he has those sparkly candles on it and everything. And it's a nice chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. He has a dozen red roses.
Yep.
And he leads me into the other room. Ooh. And I have birthday presents. So I blew out my candles. And then we had birthday cake.
Okay.
And I opened my presents.
Wow.
And that was my... So one of my presents... Okay, you know how I have this illustrious YouTube career, right?
Yeah, you're a famous YouTuber, yes.
Well, I didn't even ask him for this, but I'm going to show you. I know we're an audio podcast, but I'm going to show you.
Now, you know what? I saw this on your picture. It was still in the box. And I was like, oh, you got your Diva light. Yeah.
I got a Diva light, which I have not used yet, but you can see it's dimmable. Ooh, you can get it really bright.
It's very dim Diva light.
Or you can dim it. It's LED, which is good.
Wow.
And right now I have it comes with gels. I guess that's what you call them.
Yeah.
To like, Make
the color.
Different colors.
Yes. All right. For those of you who don't know, a Diva light is a circular light. The object is you would put the camera in the center of the light, with the light facing towards you that you are being recorded. So in other words, you have really good lighting coming, and so you're staring directly at the light, aka staring directly at the camera. So if you watch a lot of YouTube videos, you'll see, if you look in their pupils, you'll see round, like circular, a circular light in their pupils. That's because they're using a Diva light.
And it's a nice look, actually. It makes your eyes really pop as well.
It's one of those things. LEDs have made a lot of things possible, because if you think about that with an incandescent thing, would be so hot. It's like you would be sweating with that much light on you. So
funnily enough,
yes,
there is a version of the Diva light that's a fluorescent light. It's
even,
a round
even
fluorescent tube.
Doesn't put off as much heat as like an incandescent though.
But I wanted the LED one, so that's what I got. So I got that. I got a new pair of Nike Cross Trainer tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, only one, according to the picture, because it was like there was only one in the picture. I was just like, "What? Why did he only give you one shoe?" That's
and he
so
was
weird.
He was so sneaky. I didn't even, or I'm just really dumb. I didn't even think about it. So like
those,
a week ago,
are those two really mutually exclusive?
So like a week ago, both of us needed new cross training shoes because we only have running shoes and we've been doing our P90X in running shoes.
Oh,
but he has
God.
A lot of hopping and jumping in these videos.
Oh, you
and
can't,
he says in the videos.
You can't do that. You cannot
he
do
says,
the jumping
do
without the
do
correct...
He says, do not do this in running.
Oh, God, no.
He says, and I have bad knees as well. And he says, don't do the hopping and running shoes because they don't give you enough
support. Entire generations of Americans have died because they jumped in the incorrect shoe wear. Thank God
so
that
both
we
of
now
us,
have the technology to create different shoes for jumping than we do for
so
women.
So both of us were getting shoes, mm-hmm. and he kept mentioning that he was going to get shoes. And then he said, well, you know what? I just make them online. So one day while I was at work, he sent me all these links to these different shoes. And he said, can you help me pick out my shoes? Just rate these.
And you never thought, so, you never thought in your head.
No, I didn't. I really did not. So he did one of the ones that he sent me, he bought for himself, but he also bought these for me. And then I got the new Harry Potter book.
Now, I was looking at that Harry Potter book. It's a play, mm-hmm. right? It's a play that they've basically, yes. it's the script to the play. Does it read like a script or does it read like a...
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. Oh, okay. Here's my thing.
Okay.
I'm only on book 4 or 5. I haven't finished the Harry Potter series.
Oh.
I like it, but I just haven't finished it. I haven't even watched the movies.
So you don't know that Hermione dies.
I don't know anything about those last, you know, two or three. I know somebody dies and I'm not sure who it is. It could be Hermione. I don't know. But anyway, so I kind of want to finish reading those now. And I never watched the movies for the simple fact that I had not read the books. And I know I'm like way behind now. It's like been 10 years or something since the last book came out. But yeah,
even if you didn't watch movies, you knew that Hermione died because what's her name? Emma Watson went on to be in that Noah's Ark movie, which is pretty much death. So it was just you could figure that out.
So I got that. And so thank you. I want to thank you. You gave me a $50 gift card to Amazon.
Why do you have to tell people how much I gave? Why couldn't you just say I gave you a gift card?
Oh, it's not important. Sorry. I didn't know it's I wasn't supposed to mention amounts. TJ gave me $1 million gift card to Amazon. Thank you, TJ.
She always does. She, you know, have you been reading TJ's updates on Facebook? She's up there helping her mom, and she's not having an easy time. I've been watching your progress there, TJ. I feel for you.
And then last night we went out to eat at a nice Italian place that I really like, and we hunted Pokemon. Oh. And that was my birthday evening out.
Is that another euphemism?
No, we really hunted Pokemon.
Okay, great.
And yeah.
Okay. Did you get anything else for your birthday? So you have your Diva light now. Like, since you're a big YouTuber now, did you get like one of those little Kylie Jenner suction things so that you could have pillow lips? Did you get that?
No. I only got what I mentioned. Those are the only things that I got. I'm gonna buy myself either a laptop or upgrades for my desktop. I'm going to use the Amazon gift cards.
You have been talking about upgrading or buying a laptop for more time. I have bought two different machines in the time that you've been talking about doing this. Just do it, Adam. Just do it. Like Nike said, just do it.
And well, I'm looking around and then that's all that I got. I will accept late gifts. So if anyone wants to give me a gift, preferably just an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
Because I can use that towards anything that I want.
Right.
You don't have to worry about getting the wrong thing.
Email it to DanielJBrewer@gmail.com. That is where you would email those gift cards to. And I'll make sure that he gets them.
And last night was wonderful. And my parents are going to take me out to eat next weekend.
Well, it's not your birthday next weekend.
And we're going to go see Pete's Dragon.
Ooh. Now, I kind of want to see that, but I don't know that I want to see it bad enough to go and see it in a theater. I think it's probably one of those I'll wait until it comes out on something to watch it.
Well, it was my favorite movie when I was little. I owned the VHS tape or whatever. I used to watch it all the time. It was kind of like, I don't know, you know, kids nowadays and whatever it is they're into, I don't know. My niece, she loves this... Sunny Patch Kids or something. I don't know. But whatever kids are into nowadays.
The Sunny Patch Kids.
It's these bugs.
Let's go to the sunshine. We're the Sunny Patch Kids. Oh, you're going into the darkness.
I used to like...
Watch out, butterfly. Don't go into the darkness. Let's sing the Sunny... Is that a thing? Like, who are they? The Sunny Patch Kids? Now I got to find these
Sunny
things.
Patch. I think it's called Sunny Patch Kids or Sunny Patch something. But it's not real kids. It's like bugs. And it's not even something that comes on anymore, but it was one of those Nickelodeon or something like that cartoons. And it's over now, but she's... Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Spiders are spinning away in the tree.
cute. I mean, it's, you know, it's cute.
It looks like really bad. It's like really bad CGI from like the 80s or something. Like this was like made on a Sun Spark station or something like that.
Well, anyway, so she loves those. I used to love Pete's Dragon, so I'm going to go and see Pete's Dragon and see what they've done with the new movie.
Well, I anxiously await your review of Pete's Dragon, because it was one of the ones I did want to see it, but I after the abomination that was Finding Dory, I'm a bit shy about going and seeing those, or a bit gun shy about going and see those movies.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the only reason I it's not like I've heard it's a fantastic movie or anything. It's because it's a childhood memory of mine, you know.
Memories.
So that's the reason. But I had a great birthday. Everything
like
was great.
Of the mind. Whispy.
And I want to thank everyone.
Memories. Yes.
I was overrun by Facebook messages. I want to thank everyone for that. And I responded to each and every one of them.
I did it not leave kind of you a Facebook message, because I've now taken to the thing. It's like, no, Adam's my best friend. That would be impersonal for me just to give him a Facebook message. I have other ways to directly talk to you. And so I believe I was the first person to wish you a happy birthday. I did it so at midnight in the chat room on your birthday.
You did. Well, I mean, other than the midnight ride. But yes, you,
I had nothing to do with the midnight ride. I'm sure you didn't read my. I'm sure you didn't read my my birthday greeting until after the midnight ride was done.
I was in the middle of the ride, you know, so I couldn't really.
Really, you like read your phone in the middle of the ride? That's just
no. I'm saying I couldn't do it then. I had to wait till the ride was over.
Hold on. Let me grab my phone. Oh, my phone went off. Hold on. yeah, so there you go. You know, Adam, I had an eventful week also. You know, I took Friday off of the work after having just taken 2 weeks off. I of course did the natural thing, which was to come back and take Friday off the week I got back. Wow.
As you do.
Yeah, because I was going camping this weekend back up to the woods, campground in the Poconos Mountain, Adam. So
that's your new favorite place.
It is. I really do enjoy it. Now, this was the first time that I had a site. Like, because remember last time I was... So the first time I went up there was on a day pass. The second time I went up there, I was in overflow camping. So just out in the field, no electricity, no water or anything like this. This was an actual campsite. So I had, you know, provided for me at my campsite electricity and water and a campfire ring so that I could put a fire, you know, fire in. A picnic table is there permanently, and you know, a place to park my car, and then a place to put the tent and stuff. So yeah, I was glamping. You know, I had power, and I didn't have anything. I didn't use the water because the site that I was at was very close to the showers and stuff. So I didn't.
Because you know, who needs a bath or anything like that?
Well, no, you don't use the water to take. There are numerous shower/bathroom stations all around the camp, which are actually really nice. They all have,
you know, I bet there are a lot of
wow,
a lot of baths in that campground.
You are just hung up on that one thing, aren't you? It's just like, I'm not gonna lie, I mean, there is sex that happens there, but it doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen like most people take showers in the showers. It's not the greatest water pressure in the world. It's not like it would be fun to have sex in those shower stalls. So anyway, but the point being is that they name all of their little shower buildings after Golden Girls people. So I was next to the Sophia. That was the name of the one that I was near, was Sophia. But I went up to the woods.
So was it younger than all the other bathrooms, but made to look even older?
It was,
and kind of cranky.
It was one of the newer ones. Yeah. So it's. But no, it's like so. I was there. I was. I took Friday off. So I went up there and spent the night Friday and Saturday. I had great weather. It didn't rain all weekend long. I was concerned that it was going to, because it was supposed to rain this morning when I was breaking camp, and it was like I got camp broken really fast before it started raining, because there's nothing worse than, you know, breaking camp in the rain, because that means, you know, the next dry day that you have at home, you have to pull everything back out and set it back up to let it dry out. Otherwise, it'll mildew. Right. So it's like, To be able to break camp with everything still dry means that you don't have to like reset everything back up here at the house. So
I only have one question for you.
Okay.
And I know you're a Boy Scout or Eagle Scout or whatever they're called. So, you know, now that you've been to this gay campground for three times now.
Thrice, Adam. Thrice, yes.
Have you earned your bareback badge yet? Because, you know, that is a badge that you really want, mm-hmm, as a gay Eagle Scout.
A bareback badge.
Yeah. Yeah, bareback.
Okay.
You know, you could do a midnight ride on the back of several bears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are lots of ways to get that badge.
You know what, Adam? What happens at the woods stays at the woods. And that's kind of a thing. So, look, am I allowed to talk about my weekend or not without you, like, having this, all these, you have a dirty mind. You just have a very
dirty mind. Oh, please, please, Mr. Midnight Ride, whatever.
I wasn't the one that brought that up. You were. So I was there camping. I got to make a campfire. That was fun. They have big bonfires every night up at the club, you know, up at the big clubhouse. But there's something nice about just, you know, making your own little fire at your camp and sitting there and watching it burn and you know, watching the people walk by and stuff. So that was fun. I don't take food with me because I can buy food. You know, they have a cafe there. And it's just so, like, if especially if you're single camping, just to have to bring food takes up so much space inside the coolers and stuff, and then trying to make sure that it stays refrigerated. And it's just easier to just buy the hamburger there instead of trying to, you know.
But weren't you like, I don't remember if you said you bought this, but weren't you investigating like the different types of coolers that you could buy and like which one would be the best and all that?
Yeah. And it,
did you buy one?
Yeah, I got a cooler. But I mean, even so, it's like there's a huge difference between keeping drinks cold, right? Because even as the ice melts, it's okay on the cans of beer and soda that are in there. But when you have food, now you have to have them in containers that, so in other words, they're going to be sitting in iced water basically by the end of the first day or something. And so you can't have them. You can't just have food in there, right? It's got to be sealed. It's got to be in stuff that water's not going to get into. Otherwise, it'll, you know, if you had like brought a sandwich or something, it's going to make the sandwich soggy. You know, so it's not like, it just takes up more room. It's just more complicated to bring food. And why should I, when there's a restaurant there that I can just buy food? It's a very reasonable price. They have good burgers there. I had a burger with a fried egg on it. It was great.
You can't go wrong with a fried egg on top of a burger.
You can't. That is my motto. But here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. This is what. So I'm going back on Labor Day weekend because in that weekend I'm going to be there camping with the guys from the Occasional Fact. So any of you longtime old school podcast listeners may remember there used to be a show called The Occasional Fag, which is more of a video podcast than it was a podcast. But that was David B. and Brian, and I'm going with them. And VJ Tran is going as well, so I'm tagging along with that group. So I will be camping up at the woods on Labor Day weekend with those guys. And so that'll be like my first time going with friends, because you know, every time I go, I'm kind of there by myself. Now, don't get me wrong, I meet people there. I mean, it's like I you know, met a lot of people there and chatted with them. But this will be the first time that I actually have, like, you know, actual people there with me. Chat room reminding me that I didn't do something that I should have done. Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Hey guys, this is Mags for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Fivish Finkel, who played Attorney Douglas Wamba on Picket Fences, and Harvey Lipschultz on Bustin' Public, died today at 93. So, catch you later.
Wow. Did you know this guy?
I Googled him, and yes, he's a... I would say he's one of those character actors. If you saw his face, you would recognize him.
He's a character. Congratulations, Mag. You are entered into...
What kind of name is that, though? Fivish Finkel.
Well, it's the name that he
has. Or Fivish Finkel. I mean, that is a name, but I guess for a 93-year-old. But, you know, 93 years ago, that was probably a common name.
93 years ago.
You could...
So
you can probably look. Isn't there a list on I don't Social Security, one of those government websites where you can look up the most popular baby names for each year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Fivish might have been the most popular male name in whatever year that was. I don't even know. I can't do the math in my head, but a long time ago.
Okay, Adam. So as one of the things that I did this time at the camp that I didn't do the last time, because if you remember the week that I was there in overflow camping, you know, it was kind of a rainy weekend. And so I didn't do a lot of hiking. So this time I went out and did a lot of hiking. And as I was hiking around the lake, it's a very, you know, cool little trail there with a lot of things. But I noticed something off the side of the trail. And I'm like, what is that sitting on the side of the trail? And so I look over there and I'm going to have to, like, you're going to have to use your mind's eye now, because I'm going to explain this to you and it's not going to make sense. But then... I don't have a way to link this picture to you, but picture, if you will, a stuffed gorilla, like a, you know, like a teddy bear, like a stuffed gorilla, like, you know, just, you know, has the monkey paws And it's, you know, kind of chubby and it's got the fur all over it, right? Like a stuffed gorilla. It's a toy, yes. Like a toy stuffed gorilla. Now imagine that gorilla with, instead of it having a gorilla head, it instead has an oversized Barbie head on it.
Okay.
So there is a stuffed gorilla with an oversized Barbie head on it. And around the neck area to cover up the suturing that was attached, it has a big scarf, like a big bright scarf around the neck. And, you know, and some other, like, accoutrement there.
Sounds like some serial killer's, like, psychopath person now, is playing with dolls and stuffed bears.
Now, that stuffed gorilla with the Barbie head, oversized Barbie head, is... Because I don't want you to think it's actually Barbie head. I mean, it was proportional. But it's like, is in kind of a vignette up against a tree where it has a big umbrella that's kind of like, you know, in one of its hands. So the umbrella is spread out over it. And then in front of it, it has a bottle of, it looks like Absolute or whatever, like a bottle of Absolute vodka is like sitting there in its other hand. And it's like this just little vignette that someone put together and then put over to the side of the trail.
Well, that was the, you know, that was the crafting portion of the, you know, that they have those, it's like those summer camps for kids, yeah, you know, yeah, where they have the crafting
right
corner.
So then I took a picture of it and I go up a little bit further and then further on the trail, I see like, I don't know, like some kind of old gorilla type, like a Fantastic Four, like the Rock kind of like body from the Fantastic Four with a baby doll head on it and a cape. And it has a tiny little umbrella with a fish because it's got a fishing pole and the fish is kind of jumping up in the air and it's suspended out in front of the thing. So it's like another vignette that's there in the woods, just kind of laying down. Let me find this last one so I can adequately explain this to you. So
maybe this is code for the activities they want you to participate
in
at each stop along the trail.
It's just art. It's just little vignettes. People did this little artwork thing, just, you know, kind of a kersnickel or whatever. But it's like there's this little stream there, and I noticed, because I like the sound of the stream, right, that you have a little bridge over the stream, and I like the little water over the rock sound, right? And so I was there on the stream looking around, and I was like, there's some weird thing on the rock. And so I looked at it closer. It was a mermaid doll, like a Barbie-sized mermaid doll, up on the rock with a can of tuna fish next to her. It's the chicken of the sea.
Okay.
Tuna fish next to her. And she was, you know, appeared to be eating out of the tuna fish can there. The mermaid Barbie sitting there eating out of the tuna can. So this is my question for at large, right? I'm going back up Labor Day. I really want to make one of these. I want to contribute. I want to make my own little vignette to put out into the woods. And I'm trying to think of exactly what it is I want to do. Now, I thought, you know, I could probably get some solar cells. Like if I made a little flea circus with a little carousel that moved and stuff like that, you know, and like it was powered by the solar cells, you know, it's like, so it could, uh-huh, it could actually have some movement incorporated with it or something. But I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to think of, you know, a suitable vignette to put out into the woods there. And well, I mean, it's got to be able to last for, you know, a few
weeks.
That's
a hard one.
I know.
I don't, you know.
Because I'll be back at the end of September for my final weekend up at the woods. So it's like, hopefully it'll last, you know, all of September that I put it out there. Then I can come back and see it.
I would almost want to go like podcasting. Like, I don't know, something with a mic and headphones or, I don't know. You know, because that would really suit your, you know, your hobbies. Or maybe you could do a Torin something. Oh, you're not really into World of Warcraft that much anymore.
Yeah.
But
I put a link. Yeah. I put a link in the chat room. If you're not listening live, you won't see the link. I'm so sorry. But that was one of the art pieces there, and I'm putting the link to the other. I don't know how that'll work because I'm using Google Photos. I don't know how that links or doesn't link. Anyway, so that's just something to think about. If you have an idea of something to do, because here's some of my ideas, just so you'll know right off the top of my head, is like basically taking a lot of oversized googly eyes. And because like, have you ever waited in line for the Muppet Adventure at Disney and like they've made everything into a Muppet? So like the piping that comes out of the building where like you have the PVC piping that has like a square nozzle where you would put the wrench onto it. That is the nose. And then they put googly eyes up above it. Anything that you could...
I don't think I've...
Go ahead.
The Muppet Experience. I'm not familiar with that ride, so I don't guess I've.
Yeah, it's a 4D movie, but yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like I was thinking of that, like maybe just anthropomorphizing anything that looked like it could be, you know what I'm saying? So just making a whole bunch of little, like any knot in a tree that could look like a mouth, like just adding the eyes and the nose above it, or any kind of rock formation that looked like it might, you know,
you could make a one of those trees from Lord of the Rings, like put eyes and nose and a mouth on a tree.
Yeah.
And then you could get fancy and use like a Raspberry Pi or something in a little speaker.
No, it's not out in the woods. I'm not going to, and I don't want to speak. That would be so fucking annoying. You're out in the woods hiking and it's like the last thing you want is some tinny fucking little like greeting card speaker.
Who goes
there? It's like, whatever. So, yeah, just something to think about there. There's something for the, please show the third one with the tuna fish. I guess the links are working. Okay. I'm now copying the link for the, this is fascinating for the people listening on the downloads here. There you go. So just something to put out. And I figured, you know, next year as more of a, you know, a long-term project, because there is a stream there. Because I was thinking, there's a stream there and the water runs down the stream. So if I could come up with something that had a water wheel on it, I could actually power it by the stream. Like something that just made the water wheel turn and made other things move.
I don't know. Something like that seems a little too fiddly for... I don't know if something like that would last. Because there are animals, there's all kinds of stuff that, you know, that...
Okay, but let's be fair. Yeah, there's animals, but not a lot of animals because there's people there. There's people and there's disco music playing until 2 a.m. in the morning. It's like, that's not... Animals don't exactly, like, wild animals don't seek out, like, you know...
Don't love disco?
Yeah, they don't
Is that
seek
what you're saying?
Out civilization, right? It's like... Yeah, there's a chance that you could run into a wild creature out there, whatever. But for the most part, it's like animals. Wild animals don't want to have anything more to do with you than you do them, you know, unless they're starving or something, but or protecting their young. But yeah, so it's like, all right, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be expensive. So it's something that I'm willing to lose, right? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want to spend more than, you know, $10 or $15 on this. I just thought it would be cute. And it's like, you know, some like making a little kind of vignette thing or something that I could put up in a tree or have, you know, just off to the side that, I don't know, just something cool. Anyway, something to think about there, Adam, is all I'm trying to say. Oh, let's get to that. Amazing. It rains, it pours. Hello.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys. It's Zombie Girl TJ of the Brain Dead podcast, sort of kind of on hiatus right now because I'm not at home. Anyway, I just heard that John McLaughlin, the host of the long-running political roundtable show, The McLaughlin Group,
Wrong!
Died today, Tuesday, the 16th of August, at age 89. He was the guy who always conversed at top volumes with his political guests, and Dana Carvey spoofed him.
Yes.
As being kind of belligerent, which I think if Dana Carvey spoofs you, then you're a celebrity. And... what it really means to me is that evenings at my mom's house will be a whole lot quieter without that guy on the TV. So there you go. John McLaughlin, dead, 89.
Topic is people who have died. Adam, yes or no?
Yes.
Wrong.
What was she wrong about?
Wrong, Adam. The correct answer is no. John McLaughlin will never die. He is immortal. No, actually.
He did die. I'm looking at it right now.
I was doing my John McLaughlin impersonate. Did you ever watch the McLaughlin Group?
No, of course not.
Well, there you go. Anyway,
please.
That's all that I had to think about that. So I had a lot of fun camping. Did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything. I had a lot of fun camping. It was fun. You know what? I will say this. It's like the people that own the woods. Now, I have not been to other gay campgrounds, so I cannot compare them to other ones. But I do talk to people while I'm there. Like I talk to people that own big trailers and they camp all year long at different campgrounds and stuff like that. And the consensus seems to be is that the woods is like one of the better ones out there, just simply because the people that own it put their money back into it, right? They're constantly improving it. They're constantly, you know, upgrading things and have plans to expand and
well, I looked at the photos on their website, and the pool looks really nice.
Yeah, the pool. They just redid the pool like 2 or 3 years ago, like completely, yeah. So, and there's plans now to add a second pool back in the back, like another campground, another, you know, they have a lot of more property back in the back. Anyway, it's a really nice little campground. I've had a lot of fun there, and so I'm looking forward to going back both Labor Day weekend and in September, like the end of September, I'm going back. I kind of want to go for Halloween because the leave the leaves will be changing color and stuff like that. But that means camping, you know, in 30 degree weather at night. So, you know, I don't know.
So do they have an official, do they like close? Is Halloween their last
Halloween
hurrah
is,
and then they close?
Halloween is the last weekend that they do. And it's not even Halloween weekend. It's the weekend before that. It's like the 21st or something is when they're doing their Halloween thing up there. But yeah, I mean, that's, you're right. Once you're up in the mountains like that, yeah, it gets colder earlier and stuff. So a lot of the campgrounds up in that area, like Hillside and a couple of the other ones, are actually closed down after Labor Day. It's like they do, you know, one extra weekend after Labor Day and then they're done for the season. So anyway, there you go. I had a lot of fun at the Woods Campground. I have another idea that I wanted to run past you, the co-founder of Pride 48.
Yes.
But I'll wait until after you talk about the Pride 48 network.
Oh yeah. So I just one thing is I didn't have anything else to talk about, and the other thing is I have some exciting news. I think it's exciting news. We'll see. And you didn't think there was going to be any problem with this, so I guess, you know, you're not going to be surprised at all. But I sent out over the weekend, I know it's been 2 months, and I apologize to everyone, but we do want to have a network/provider page for all of the Pride 48 shows on iTunes. And I would love to do that other places, but I don't know that there are other places that specifically have network pages. Like, I don't think the Google Podcast thing has like network pages. I don't think Stitcher has anything like that. So we can certainly investigate it, but we know that iTunes is the one that does have that.
Correct.
And
and I don't know of any of them that do either. It's like Stitcher does that stupid thing where they basically throw commercials in. So it's like, yeah, if you want to like, I hate Stitcher. I'm sorry. I know people like Stitcher out there. I just never understand the appeal of it. It's like, wait, now I get to hear commercials in my podcast? It's like, wait.
Great.
So now here's the independent podcast that I'm not even helping the independent podcast. I'm just helping Stitcher. It's just like by listening to there. So it's like they don't even make the content. They're just making money off people making the content.
So I sent out a newsletter back before the June event just saying, hey, for anyone who wants to be part of our network page in iTunes, please email me. So I finally emailed iTunes and I got a response back from them, and there doesn't appear to be any problem. They told me there was a couple of pieces of information I need to reply back with, and they seem to be agreeable to setting up a provider page for us.
Wow.
So as of today, at least this is how I'm reading the email. They didn't say no, so I'm reading it as a yes. They are going to set up a provider page for Pride 48 on iTunes, on the iTunes store. And I did send out an email just to check with everyone who was on the mailing list to make sure if you didn't respond that you let me know if you want to be a part of that or not. And I got several more. So we're going to have about 30 podcasts on our provider page.
Nice.
To start out with. So that is the one piece of exciting news. I don't know how long it'll take or anything like that. I just know that I did get an email back from them, and it looks like it's going to proceed forward. So that's cool. The other idea that I had, and I haven't run this by you at all, and so I'm just going to throw this out there. I was doing some research on Edcast, which is the application that we use to stream, as you know.
I do know that.
For a Windows computer. Yeah. And so 30 was an estimate. The chat room saying 30. Awesome. I think it's somewhere around 30. It's close to 30. So
yeah, I'm worried.
Anyway,
I'm worried about that, but we can talk about that later.
Right? About the number?
I'm worried. Well, just your email that you sent out, because I don't know that, like, you don't have these new shows that needed to be added and stuff like that. And I don't know that they have signed up for an account. Like, I don't know where you're getting the we need to figure that out. Like, we need to figure out a reliable
my original email went to everyone who's on the show page.
Right.
And anyone
else. And
there's
people that we need to add to that show page, like another two or three shows that we need to add to, but that's fine. There's also shows on that show page that have pod faded and stuff.
I really feel like I would be able to edit this going forward. I don't think it's like a one and done sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If there are ones that are missing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, so when you say 30 podcasts, great. It's like, honestly, on our site, if you go to pride48.com/shows, you know, we have four pages and there's 12 shows on each of those pages. So it's like we have more than 30 shows listed on our website.
I
try to keep the ones that are pod faded near the end of the list. And I try to keep the ones that are, you know, like the ones that stream more than, you know, like the like the shows that stream on Pride 48 during the week, I try to move them to the front of the list because that's gonna, you're going to be more likely to run into those if you're listening to our stream. You know, and then the rest of them, I just try to, there's this weird weighted thing that I'm using where it's like, I basically give you points for participating in, you know, our live events and whether you live stream or not, which dictates where you are on there. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, everyone that was in the list at the time has been added to the mailing list and everyone has been sent 2 emails.
Okay.
And I assume I can add people after the fact as well. So I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyway, the other thing is for the streaming.
Cyclone says, I think the provider page is really going to help with that podcast awards. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What I think the provider page will do for us, who knows, maybe it'll do nothing. But I think what it'll do for us is it does, for anyone who uses iTunes, it gives them one place to go and say, oh, I really like this Pride 48 show. I wonder what else, you know, is available. So if they use iTunes, they can see a list of all the Pride 48 associated shows. So we'll see. And the other idea was around our streaming software. It always has bothered me that we're like sending, we basically have this Edcast application in a Dropbox that we give to people. We don't have an official way. We have to give out our password and all this kind of stuff. But there was no real good solution for that. And I don't have time to code anything, and you don't have time to code anything. But I was doing some research, and the Edcast software is open source.
Yes.
And they have it's now the forked version of it is now called AltaCast, I believe. I'm not sure. But they've, I don't remember now the exact name, but I think it was AltaCast. They have now put that code on GitHub. So what I'm thinking is I might, fork that code and create a Pride 48 player for Windows that's specific to Pride 48. And we could possibly make it in such a way that you don't really create your own connection, that it connects to the website and uses your authentication information from the website. I mean, this would involve you and I working together, mm-hmm. but we could actually make it a Pride 48 branded, you know, streaming application that we could put on the website.
I see what you're saying, but at the same time, we're like 60/40 with Mac right now. So it's like a lot of people use Nicecast, and we don't have a solution for that, right? So
we don't, but I mean, this would be a solution for the Windows, and for Mac, that's a pretty good solution. The problem with Windows is people go out and download like that Edcast Reborn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. You know, the setup instructions are really stupid and crazy, yeah. And people always mess up. And I just thought if we had a simpler one that you don't even have to enter in anything.
Right, and we do an MP3 encoding, and the lame encoder doesn't come with Edcast. You have to get it separately. And there is the problem that if you get the latest version of lame, it doesn't work with that version of Edcast. You have to have the right version of lame to work with that and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like we have a zip file that we give to people that has all that.
Yeah, and I just thought making it simpler, and I mean, that was just one idea to possibly you and I come up with a way for it to authenticate without them having to know
Please stand by, Adam. I have to answer the phone. Hello.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Mags for the Celebrity Death Phone. Kenny Baker, the man who played R2-D2, died at the age of 83. Doesn't say from which. It says after battling a long illness, so when you hear that, I know this will sound weird, but you're actually kind of glad because the longer those things go, the worse it is for everyone. But, you know, R2 will go on, I'm sure. But, yeah, it's kind of sad to see that. Anyway, take care. Bye.
I am drawing the biggest blank in my mind right now. I was gonna play some of that.
You don't know who R2-D2
is? No, I was gonna play that music who's the Kenny guy that plays the alto, I mean the soprano sax.
That plays the soprano sax. That's not what I wanted. Sorry.
What's the guy's name? The really annoying guy.
That plays soprano sax? Yeah. Kenny G?
Kenny G. See, I couldn't think of G. I was gonna start playing some Kenny G music. I was just like, oh, it's Kenny G. Hello? What are you doing?
I mean, you shouldn't have heard that.
We all heard that. Thank you very much for doing that. Anyway, so my final thought here, Adam, and this is just something, you know, we should probably just talk about this offline, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I had this idea, and I just want you to tell me whether it's a stupid idea or not. So just go ahead and tell me that it's a stupid idea, and I'll drop it. So
I'm not you, Daniel. I am not you.
So I'm at the woods, and you know, the campground. I don't know if you know that, Adam. The woods campground in Lahighton, Pennsylvania. So I was at the woods campground, and I had met this group of this couple and their friend. The couple have a regular trailer there that they have all season, and then their friend was just in for the weekend. Anyway, so as I walked by, they were cooking some chicken breasts or whatever, and so I went and sat with them. And we were all chatting while they were eating and stuff. And the music that they were playing started to static out. And I was like, oh, my God, what? You're using like FM radio? That's so weird. And he's like, oh, it's the Woods radio. So they do a local FM broadcast across the campground of what's being played up at the clubhouse, because they have DJs and stuff at the clubhouse that play music all weekend long.
Yeah.
So if you're at the Woods campground, you can tune to 90.5 FM and you'll hear everything that's
going on. So they use one of those FM transmitter or whatever. Yeah.
And so I'm just like going, oh, well, that's cool. And then I was thinking about it. It was like, that would be fun, because they have DJs that come in, you know, Friday nights and Saturday nights for their dance party and do a nice little mix of stuff. I was like, it would be interesting if we were to approach them, right? Because there's nothing on Pride 48 Live on Friday and Saturday nights at 10 from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern, right? I was just like, that would be interesting to see if they wanted to simulcast their club music from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. And then in return, we would offer to do their stingers and their upcoming events stuff, right? So it would be good publicity for us, for Pride 48, right? But then it's also for people that aren't at the Woods that weekend could still listen to, you know, the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
So how do people hear about Pride 48 because of this, though?
Oh, so we would do the stingers, right? So we would provide them with the stingers, right, that they could play, you know, once every hour or so, you know.
So they would just say, this is being broadcast.
Oh,
If you can't hear this, right.
So here, let me just get some generic EDM stuff.
Give me an example of a stinger.
Let's see. What do we got? All right, so that's the new song. Sorry, just like. You're listening to the Woods Radio on Pride48.com worldwide. Just like something like that, right? We're just putting in a stinger there, whatever. Basically, you could expand it, right? If you could be at the Woods without being at the Woods. Check us out. Tune in radio, Pride 48. See, something like that. But we could also do their stuff for their upcoming weekends for them.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't.
But my point is, it doesn't cost us anything to do. It doesn't cost them anything to do. I don't know. Good idea, bad idea. That's my question.
I think that any idea is worth trying. We are an agile organization, and we should fail fast. So, no, I mean, I think I don't see a reason not to do it. I mean, it may or may not bring us traffic, but we don't have anything going on at that time, so I don't see a reason not to.
Right.
And
my thinking is like, if you wanted to listen to that, because it is a good mix of music and whatnot. And plus, they do contests and stuff. You can still hear the audio from, you know, from the contest and stuff. But it's like,
I guess I don't know how good their internet is. So that would be one thing.
No, but their clubhouse up there has great internet. They have Wi-Fi throughout the camp. But that's the hub is up at the camp. So they wouldn't even have to go through Wi-Fi. They could direct connect to the internet. I mean, it's, you know, it's 2016. They have cable and internet that comes into their main system there.
And are they remixing copywritten music?
Well, that would be the only thing is we would need to, for the, you know, for that period of time, we would need to do the, you know, the $12 license for those months to basically cover the ASCAP fees, which is not hugely expensive, but it's not undoable. We could do that. We just don't do it now because we don't play copyrighted. You have to track what you play, right? So it's like we would basically have to, you know, keep track of what they played. Like they would have to give us a song list.
So it could cost us money.
It would cost $12.
Maybe a trivial amount of money.
Yeah, trivial amount of money. I don't know. Well, good idea, bad idea, bad idea. I don't know. See, on the one hand, I'm just like, oh, that seems like a good idea. But then the other hand, it's like, I don't know, though. Would people really even listen to that? Like, or would they just, like, do their own thing?
Well, I have two thought patterns going on in my head. The first one is I think that, like I said before, nothing hurts. It's always good to get us out there. It's a gay campground. There are gay people. There may be gay people that listen to podcasts. So, you know, they may, we, it may bring us more people who, right, you know, would be interested in that sort of thing. The other side of my brain says we try to focus on talk and not music, but we do have music playing all the time. So it's not really anything more than what we're doing now, and it's better music. So
my thought is what we are doing right with the, and I, again, we can talk about this offline, right? It's like, never mind. We'll just talk about this offline.
Well, I don't think it hurts.
Right.
I think it's a good experiment.
I can approach them with it. I mean, they're only open for another month. So it's, I don't know if whether we want to try it now or whether we want to wait and like try to sync up with them next season or whatever. I mean, ultimately, if everything's in place where Pride 48 is playing clips of podcasts all the time, right, then that maximizes the chance of, you know, people that do camp at the woods going, oh, I want to listen to, you know, I wonder what's going on in the woods. Let's listen to their party tonight or whatever, like stream it in their car or whatever. You know, if they don't start right at 10, they're going to be more likely to hear clips of our podcast and stuff and be like, oh, what's that? That's interesting.
So you're saying anytime they were not anytime they didn't have DJ music going over their speakers, you would want them to be playing?
No. I don't want them to play anything from Pride 48. They would be like a podcaster. They would connect to us and do their show live. That's it. We would provide for them voiceover stuff, you know, anything they wanted voiceover wise. I'm happy to do anything they want. You know, September 21st and 22nd is frat party weekend at the woods. Come put on your stupid jockstrap and go fuck a melon. You know, whatever their stuff is, you know.
Create a tuna mermaid.
That's right. Create a tuna mermaid out in the thing. But I'm just saying we can do all of that stuff. That's fine. We have plenty of people that can do voiceover work and whatever style they want. So for them, it, like, you know, it gives them a way to advertise upcoming weekends for their crowd that's there, because the DJs that they hire are not DJs that talk, right? They're DJs that play club music. So this gives, you know, a little bit of that. And really all we need is just for them to remember that, you know, it's Pride 48. So you just mentioned that once or twice, like at the beginning and the end of the show, you just mentioned that it was on Pride 48 so people would know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was just an idea. But what I was saying is that our goal on Pride 48 is to eventually not have music on Pride 48 when there's no talk show. When there's no live streaming on Pride 48, we're trying to get away from there being music. Instead, what we want are clips of podcast, which...
Yes, we do, Daniel.
I need to send out email to shows about that stuff, and now you've already sent another email to shows, and so now I can't send out an email to shows because I don't like sending people multiple emails. So anyway, that's not important. It's all a moot point, is what I'm trying to say. I have... nothing, absolutely nothing more to say about this at all. There you go. I'm done. I forget. Do we do this? Do we change the way that we do this? Do we not change the way that we do this?
We haven't yet, but if you want to change it tonight, you can.
Fuck it. I don't.
We said we were going to do it, and we haven't.
News game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game. What headlines will he read? Hey, Adam, it's the time for the Dubious Intent News Game, the segment of the show where Adam will read three headlines. I will decide which is the actual headline of an actual news story that has happened during the week. And if I get it correct, then we get to hear Dora intro the birthday segment. And if I don't get it correct, we have to listen to Shitty Leif Garrett version of Happy Birthday. So there you go, Adam. What is our first headline this evening?
All right. Our first headline this evening is Iranian Olympic coverage features censored female athletes.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Iranian Olympic coverage.
Yes.
Features censored female athletes.
Right, the Iranian coverage of the Olympics is censoring the females. Okay.
Yeah, I think blurring out the females you know, not maybe not blurring, putting a grab, you know, whatever. Censored.
A CGI hijab on them, yes.
The second headline is... getting to it, sorry. Donald Trump says Harriet Tubman's face belongs on food stamps.
Donald Trump says Harriet Tubman's face belongs on food stamps.
Okay. Yes. Got it. And the third, woman made a full recovery after she was found frozen solid.
All right. So a woman makes a full recovery after being found frozen solid. Donald Trump says Harriet Tubman belongs on food stamps, and the Iranian are censoring the Olympic women. All right, got it.
Yes.
All right, Adam, I'm going to say that it is not Donald Trump with Harriet Tubman. Is that correct?
That would be a correct statement.
All right. So I have two now. I'm down to two. Let's see. So the Iranian or the woman being frozen. Now, you didn't say how long the woman was frozen. Like, she could have just been frozen for like an hour or like, you know, 30 minutes or something and come back. You know, I don't know anything about the sports. I'm gonna go with my gut here and say that it is I think the frozen thing is probably she was just frozen for a short period of time and came back, and they just neglected to put that in the headline to make it sound more sensational than it truly was. Is that correct, Adam?
That is correct.
Yay! Excellent. All right. So that means I win and I get to have the Adora thing. But first, before we get to that, you're going to read for me the actual news story that this came from. So go ahead, Adam.
All right. So Jean Hilliard is a woman who made a complete recovery after she was found frozen stiff in the snow in Minnesota.
It's always Minnesota.
So she had collapsed on a 22 below zero night as she tried to seek shelter after a minor car accident. She was found frozen solid approximately 6 hours later.
Wow, 6 hours.
And brought to a hospital. It says she breathes shallowly 2 or 3 times a minute, and her heartbeat faintly was about 8 times a minute.
Oh, shit. I just killed the music. So sorry. But just so she was breathing. She was shallow breathing. Did they actually say breathing
Dr.
shallowly?
Dr. George Sather said that I thought she was dead, but then we picked up an extremely faint whimper. We knew there was a person existing. Her chances of surviving were rated slim. Her body temperature didn't even register on the thermometer. And that meant it was less than 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So it says there was no evidence of pulse or blood pressure. And she was rushed to the hospital, and there was a prayer chain, and she survived.
Did anyone check her for nanites is what I want to know. Because that was always like the nanites were the ones that did. Wait, no, the replicators. Did anyone check her for replicators, like the new nanite replicators from the latter seasons of Stargate? That's what
I do
know.
Not believe that anyone did that.
So glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The Dubious Intent birthday segment of the show where Adam will play a theme song, somebody's theme song for someone's birthday, and I, using only my head brain and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, unless, of course, I get stuck, in which case I will totally cheat. Adam, what is our first musical cue for our birthday segment this week?
All right, here's our first clue.
This this Keisha? I think is it Keisha or Britney Spears? No, of course it's Madonna album. Adam, it is Madonna.
Oh my gosh, it is Madonna.
Is it Madonna's birthday?
It is Madonna's birthday. Yeah.
I was just saying that was who sang the song, but okay, so it's Madonna's birthday. Happy birthday, Madonna. How old is Mags?
Madonna Mads. You know, I think she looks a little bit older than this, actually, but she's 58 years old.
58 years young. She's like Big Fatty and Ellen DeGeneres' age.
Yeah. All right, these are going to be quiet, but just listen really closely.
Okay, listen really closely.
To these. Shh.
So really close.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
All right, that's the first one.
Now, there's three distinct voices there. I'm assuming that is from one of the Fockers movies because that sounded like, what's his name? Ben Stiller. And
it is from one of the Fockers movies.
And Robert De Niro. Is that who's in that movie? Robert De Niro, is he the...
Both of those people that you mentioned are indeed in that movie.
Got it.
All right, so here's another one.
I think you're way out of line talking to me like that. What you're saying is libelous, and you're in no position to challenge my expertise.
That's Robert De Niro.
I'm way out of my way to be very helpful and courteous.
Is it Robert De Niro's birthday?
He's incompetent.
It is Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro's birthday.
Yeah, my last one was, and this one's probably even quieter, but my last one was, and that was Casino. And this is...
You talking to me?
Yeah, so that would be too easy.
Yeah, that was Taxi Driver, so yeah. All of these are really quiet, though. All right, so yeah, Robert De Niro is 73 years old. All right, Daniel.
I'm sorry. Wit in the chat room was trying to say that you can milk anything with nipples, but she actually wrote in, you can mail anything with nipples. And then my cat started meowing, which means I get back. Yeah, I can mail my cat.
Hush! This next one is going to be difficult, I think. But we'll see. Okay. We will see if you get it. All right. Here we go.
I will be happy to mail this cat to anyone that wants it, by the way. I feel like we've had this. This is the theme to the Cosby Show, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the later version of the Cosby Show.
It is. It's the theme to the Cosby Show. Of course, that is an ensemble cast.
It is. It is an ensemble.
As it tends to be.
Yes.
So I have one more, and I don't think you watch this show, but we will see. I have one more clip. We will see.
See the money won't stay for you. Giving all the piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like. Leaving you to be. Okay. I think this is Damages. Is this Damages?
It is not Damages. Ugh,
I know this. I know I've seen this. It's like it's, I always skip past this too, and it's like I know I watched this series. I just cannot for the life of me remember what it is because
we have never discussed this series, so I'm not sure if you watch it. But it is something that is currently on television.
Currently on television. I know I've heard that because I've fast forwarded through that theme before. I don't know, Adam. What is it?
I love this show.
Well, it must be a procedural.
It's called Suits.
Suits. Yes. Yeah. I binge watched.
And it's on
Suits.
USA.
Yeah, I didn't watch it on TV. I binged watched it on the Netflix.
Now I will say this is someone who's in the current season of Suits.
Oh, I know none of them.
So
yeah,
okay.
Is that my only hint? It's just the Suits thing.
Yeah, Suits and it's Cosby it's Show.
And Cosby Show. Oh, Cosby Show. Is it Felicia Rashad?
It is not.
Oh.
It is not.
Oh wait!
It is Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo.
Yeah, he plays he's playing a psychiatrist in a prison.
Oh.
Anyway, he's 46 years old.
46 years young.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And if you haven't watched Suits and you like procedural law shows, it is very good. I will say one thing about it though: they do overact. So you have to kind of just get past that.
On Suits?
Everything is very dramatic.
Oh, it's very dramatic.
Everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because the whole premise of the show is the guy lied about going to Harvard, and it's like they're constantly just like going like, they're going to throw you in jail. It's just like...
Everything is dramatic.
I don't think they throw you in jail for lying about what school you went to. I really don't. I don't think that's really
it
a
doesn't,
thing.
I mean, someone could take someone's granola bar out of the break room.
I think there's a fine.
And it is...
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, shit! My cat is taking over my tablet, and I can't cancel it. I had to mute out the channel.
Your cat wants the show to be over.
My cat is like, I'm done with this. Stop it. Look, I can't even quit. Oh, my God. That seems to be a bug. Like, it's still going on. I have to wait for that to finish. I can do nothing else on my tablet until that song is finished. Thank you, Buzzy.
All right. Well, we'll continue on anyway. All right. So he's 46, and here is our next birthday.
This is Hail to the Chief.
It is. It is not the current president's birthday, so I'm gonna stop you right there.
I wasn't going to say it was Obama's birthday, but that's all right.
But that is Hail to the Chief.
Jesus Christ, it's still going on. There, I've stopped it.
Okay. Here is our next clue.
Yes. What?
Meanwhile.
Oh, okay.
I was still trying to get her to marry me.
This is Bill Clinton.
It is Bill Clinton.
Is it Bill Clinton's birthday?
It is Bill Clinton's birthday.
Happy birthday, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. You know, I met Bill Clinton once because he's from Arkansas.
He was the governor of Arkansas. I don't know if you knew that or not, Adam. He's the governor of
Arkansas. I did know that. You know what?
Do you know what the governor does, Adam?
They govern the state.
Okay, great. I'm just curious. I just didn't know if you knew.
So, Bill Clinton, I've probably mentioned this on the show before, but Bill Clinton and Hillary were friends with my aunt and uncle and used to go over to their house in Little Rock and eat barbecue because my uncle was very good at barbecuing. So there you
they
go.
Still,
and I have met.
Do they still do it?
They don't. My uncle's dead.
Aww.
So they would have a little bit. He can't barbecue for them anymore, but I have met them. Anyway. All right. Here is our next. He's 70, by the way.
Okay. 70 years old. Bill Clinton. All right. It's weird because the beginning of this show sounds like the facts of life. Like just that first opening bars, you expect you take the good, you take the bad, you take, but it's not. This is the theme to Full House.
It is.
Which is
the theme to Full House.
It's an ensemble show. So it could be any one of them.
Yeah, it's an ensemble
show. It could
be
any of them.
It could. All right. Here is the next clue.
I feel like we've done this before. This is like some procedural that I don't watch.
Well, it's not on anymore.
I don't know. What was this? There was some procedural. It was a medical drama.
How do you not know
is
this?
Is it ER?
Yeah.
Okay, it's ER. I never watched ER. I know.
Seasons.
I never watched ER.
Noah Wiley. I always thought he was hot.
But Noah Wiley wasn't on Full House.
I'm not saying it was Noah Wiley's birthday.
No idea who is a crossover between ER and Full House.
It's the Olsen twins. No, I'm just kidding. It is anyone in the chat room having... Of course, we have a 7-second delay, so I really shouldn't ask the chat room. They are not getting it. Oh, yeah.
John
okay,
Stamos?
Cyclone did get it correctly. Correct. It is John Stamos.
Congratulations, Cyclone. Getting that correct.
He is 53 years old. Now he did have, I mean, he's in, he was in a Grandfathered or something.
Oh yeah, horrible show that got canceled. Yeah.
But I didn't think you would recognize the theme to that for sure because that was just one season. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's 53. Happy birthday. All right, we have two more.
Oh wow.
Here is our penultimate one.
Busy birthday week. This is Kenny and Dolly singing Islands in the Stream.
It is. It's a good song, actually. I mean, I think it's a good song.
Adam, Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. Nothing in between. Yeah.
Okay, that is a duo, so here is one more song to help you out.
Either one. Clearly it is Dolly Parton. Clearly it's Kenny Rogers' birthday.
It is. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. You know what, Daniel? So Kenny Rogers is 78 years old.
Yeah.
And he's currently on his retirement world tour. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
And he is basing it on The Gambler. And the theme or the catchphrase for his tour is, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them because he's retiring. So there you go.
Wow. That was a long way to go for nothing, Adam.
Well, that is his theme. No, I'm serious. That really is the theme.
Okay, great. It's like right. It seems like something that he would say drunk when you know what? Let's just make that the theme. I don't think I did a lot of last market birthday. Research on that. Yes, last birthday. Here we go.
That's
now,
it.
Now I know this. I just don't know this. You know okay. what I'm saying? It's like, I know this because I'm sure I watched this because I recognize this.
I think you did watch it. I'm pretty sure you watched
but
it.
But I don't know what it's from.
All right. Well, I have two more things, right, so yeah, I'll play yeah, this
me,
next
give
one.
Give me something there.
That's the next one. These theme songs nowadays are just not as catchy as the ones from the 80s. And
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what that one is. No, what's my
third
one?
So the first one, okay, I have one more, but I'll play the third one, but you won't. I'll give you a hint after I play a little bit of this third one.
No clue. Is it the person that sings this song?
It is. So that's from, it's I Still Believe from a Cinderella movie that Disney did in 2012. Was on the soundtrack to that. And the first show is a, think comic book or superhero TV show. And the second one is a country show.
Oh, okay. So the first one was Heroes.
The first one was Heroes.
The second one was Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And so we're talking about the cheerleader chick.
We are.
I don't know her name. Yeah. What's her name? The cheerleader from Heroes.
Her name is Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere. Yeah. There you go. So
yeah.
See, there. I wouldn't have gotten that without knowing the shows, but I give myself a half credit for that.
Okay. Do you have a sound effect for a half correct? Oh, okay. Hayden Panettiere is 27 years old.
Oh, nice.
And currently suffering from postpartum depression. Aww. For like the past 2 years. Aww. So,
happy birthday to Princess Hannah, whose birthday is today, the 21st. Also to Greg. I don't know which Greg that is. That could be it's Greg from Inappropriate Conversations. Or not. They signed up on the website as Greg. So happy birthday to Greg and to Princess Hannah. Also this week, I don't know if you caught this or not, Adam. It was Carrie's birthday this week. It was Carrie's birthday.
I did catch that. I think we might hear from her in a moment.
Happy birthday, Carrie. I wish I don't have my other machine booted because I have...
You know, it was my birthday this past week as well.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but I know that, Adam, because we had a lot of phone calls in the last show that came in.
That's true.
I was hoping that some of those people would, you know, re-record those phone calls, but no, they didn't. They just let it stand.
They're like, that was good enough.
That was good enough. I don't even remember making that call, is what they were thinking. Anyway, happy birthday to all of you. We do wish you the happiest and healthiest of birthdays. What the fuck? I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
And if you want your birthday,
go ahead.
Listed on pride48.com, you can go over to pride48.com, sign up for an account, and when you fill out your information, check the little box.
That's right.
That says you will allow your birthday to be published.
But something that Lamont Cranston didn't do because his birthday is tomorrow, but he didn't check that box. Happy birthday, Allah,
to you. We did it! 3, 2, 1! Contact, here's the secret. Here's the answer. Here's the
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show, the segment of the show where we read our voice. We read our emails and listen to our voicemails. Dear God, someone help me. Please, someone send
I would
help.
Laugh, but my mouth was full.
You're just drinking straight from the bottle tonight. Adam is literally like has a bottle of vodka and he just is just, just chugging it.
There's no point having a shot glass and all that stuff. I mean, really?
Is it vodka or rum that you're just chugging?
It's rum.
Oh, he's just chugging rum. I do P90X and then I drink alcohol that was distilled from sugar cane.
I have not had a drink in probably 2 months. Whatever.
I've chosen to drink alcohol that was distilled from sugar cane.
You know that rum goes bad. I had to use it. It goes bad.
Yeah.
It's going to expire.
The day that it was made. Anyway, let's get to our phone call, shall we? Hello.
Oh, my God. Adam, Daniel, how dare you? This is Scott the Satyr. Gloria de Havilland was not Grisabella in Cats. That was Betty Buckley.
Ooh.
I don't know who Gloria de Havilland was.
Yeah, see?
She's dead. But Betty Buckley is quite alive, and she was Grisabella in the original Broadway cast of Cats. Take that, you ignorant sluts. This is Satyr. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
What was her name? What was her name?
Gloria de Havilland or whatever he said.
Gloria
I don't know.
De we got a couple
but he
of
said Betty Buckley.
I
was
know, yeah.
You made a reference. You made a reference to Gloria. You're like, oh, yeah, Gloria de Havilland was the cat's.
Right.
You did it just so he would call in. It's so easy to get him to call in.
You just have to get a Broadway reference incorrect. I just re-listened to that show. It wasn't me that did it. It was you. You were just like, I'm sure Satyr will say, like, oh, she's very important. Don't you know? And it's like,
I think you mentioned Cats.
Well,
not
you
me.
Said one of the cats, and I said Grisabella. So,
maybe so.
It doesn't matter.
It was a joint faux pas.
You know
made.
What? There's a lot of there's a lot of anger directed our way when we don't give someone credit for the birthday because they're just like, oh my God, how did you not know that Isla Lipschitz is a thing? It was just like,
by the way,
yes.
I can't do the thing because I don't know what the thing is. So I don't know if you did the thing,
but
I can't.
I did the thing. Wow. There's code for you, ladies and gentlemen. I took that midnight ride.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Satyr. We do appreciate your phone call. You have a great voice. You should think about doing a podcast. Let's listen to the next one here.
No. No, no.
Hey, guys, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
So every year during Adam's birthday, you guys are on hiatus, and that's why nobody makes a big deal out of Adam's birthday. But I was like, Lily, stop. Sorry, that's my dog. Friend. I would like you guys to make a big deal out of this year. Anyways, I'm calling to say happy birthday.
Aww.
Also,
thank
with
you.
Slight caveat that it's also my birthday. Make sure, you know, to make a double big deal.
That's right.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, first of all, we're not.
You know, Carrie.
Go ahead.
How old is Carrie? Do we know how old Carrie? Because I think Carrie and I must be roughly the same age. I don't know that it's listed anywhere. But I would imagine that Carrie is either younger than me a little bit or we're close to the same age. Because she has, like, what, 5 children now? She's got to be.
That
she's got to be in her 30s.
That is not a joke. That's all about me joke. That saying that she has like 5 kids. She has 2 kids, 2 adorable kids, Ethan and Serenity.
Well, anyway.
And by the way, pictures of Serenity, if you look at, if you're friends with Carrie on Facebook, she like posts pictures occasionally. And it's like, Serenity is getting so big.
Like, she's probably younger than me because most people are now. I'm getting to that age where most people are younger than me. But we were born, you know, at least around the same day.
Yeah. Do you have 2 kids?
I don't. Not that I'm aware of.
Serenity.
Yeah, I sleep with a lot of women,
sitting here looking at this picture, Ethan and Serenity eating this brownie sundae, whatever. She is so big. She has like teeth and stuff. Like, wow. Last I saw her, she was just a tiny little thing. They get so big so fast, Adam. You got to take time.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Smell the roses. Happy birthday, Carrie. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Someone in the chat room, Yasmo Adu. Her name was Gloria de Haven and was in many films and TV shows. Still. It doesn't pass the litmus test of you running out into the street and going, oh my God, Gloria de Haven has died. And they're like, what? Wasn't she in Cats? And then Satyr would call them and go, no, that's Betty Buckley. Let's get to our last phone call here, shall we? Hello.
Daniel Brewer. What is it? This is Scott. This
Hi.
Is.
Hi.
Marnie Nixon is a goddamn national treasure.
Who?
She,
Marnie Nixon.
In West Side Story, have you heard of that? And King and I and My Fair Lady.
I haven't heard of any of these.
I can't even with you. national fucking treasure.
Who?
Marnie Nixon.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. This is a Seder Kitchener bike. Still a big floor.
Wow.
I can only imagine that that's what it sounds like to have sex with Seder. I mean, I don't know if that's what it sounds like, but I, you know, and the other thing I would like to say is I think the only reason that Seder does theater is because he gets to be in theater with all these young little twinky little boys, you know, and be their mentor.
Really?
And
why did you say that like George Takei?
Mentor. Be there.
Ooh,
well, I don't think you probably weren't looking at my video, but I was doing air.
Oh, you were doing, oh, you're doing
mentor.
No, I was,
yeah,
I was trying to look up Marnie Nixon. I have no
he's like,
idea who that
come
is.
Over here, young fella. I used to, back in my day, let me teach you how to massage the correct, the correct emotion out of a line. Yeah, I've got a few tricks.
Wow, you've given a lot of thought to this, Adam. You've got a whole you've got a whole scenario laid out. You're just like you really
No. You know the reason I pulled massage out of my rear end just now? It's because in a meeting, we've been having these meetings on strategy at work.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever heard anyone use the term massaging data?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's just a funny thing. Like every time someone says, you know, you have to massage the data, you know, it just, everyone kind of snickers a little bit because I guess we're all children.
Apparently so. But I've never snickered. And by the way, massaging data, I have to do that all the time. Like it spits it out in one format and you're trying to import it into a different one. So you have to like basically like force something to, you know, convert to a date format or something like that. Otherwise the import will blow up. Yeah, so it's just like you're.
It can also be used for masking for security
right.
reasons.
I'm just saying you're just basically just tweet, you're massaging the data, you're manipulating the data to make it work in whatever you're like you're trying to import or whatever. Like,
so massaging has been on my mind. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, great, got it. Hey, thank you for all those voicemails. We do appreciate them, and that we don't have any emails, so that was
3, 2, 1.
We did have one email that's not really an email. We got...
Wait, when is an email not an email?
Well, it was an email, but it was nothing to read. We got some audio from Yaz Mamadou that we will add to our list. Thank you so much. If you would like to send a previously on Dubious Intent
yes.
audio clip, you can send that to contact@dubiousintent.com.
Correct.
But Yaz Mamadou sent us one, so you guys can be listening for that. For her mellifluous voice.
Her mellifluous voice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Her melodic voice.
Melodious?
Just mellifluous, I think, would be more male, like a deep voice.
I don't know. You should look it up. We have this series of wires and tubes that will tell you the definitions of things if you only ask it.
Really? Yeah. It is sweet or musical, pleasant to hear. Okay, I guess it could be both.
You know, sweet or musical to hear reminds me of something else.
What, me going on and on about fucking Delta Airlines and talking about...
Yeah, well, you know.
I should sing
mellifluous,
it.
Yeah. Like,
I should put it into a song. I can sing about my experience with Delta Airlines. I can call it Daniel's Delta Blues. Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Very good dismount there, Daniel.
Thank you.
You stuck the landing.
I did. Oh, you've been watching way too much Olympics. It's like,
you know, have you ever watched rhythmic gymnastics? It is not gymnastics. I don't know what... They toss a hoop around. And some like... batons and shit. What's gymnastics about it? That's what I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of that.
Fortunately, the Olympics is over. At long last, our long national nightmare is over, so we can resume back to having normal conversations at work instead of me giving people like stupid looks like, what are the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, Adam, talk to you next week, I guess.
All right.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.